Okay, let's move on to 999.
Authorized purchase of replacement police patrol vehicles.
We have to vote on the underlying.
At $2,329,151.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and City Council. The item, well, my name is John Hunt. I'm the City Fleet Manager, and the item before you today is to do a replacement of vehicles that are well beyond their economic life cycle. We've looked at the age, the cost history, the reliability of the vehicles, and we perform mechanical assessments on them, and the vehicles that need to be replaced really need to be replaced. We have put money aside over the life of the vehicle that resides over in the City Fleet Replacement Fund, and the funding is available. With me today is Officer Garrett Dow, and he wants to speak to the operational need of this particular style vehicle.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm currently operating as the fleet coordinator for the police bureau and was involved with the selection and upfit of this vehicle and trying to determine the best vehicle for the current needs of our officers. And looking at the various different types of vehicles that are available, the Ford Interceptor Utility, in my opinion, is the best car for our officers out there. Providing best legroom, headroom for the front seat passengers, the officers, for also prisoners that we may transport or other citizens that we may transport, and also the ever-increasing amount of equipment that we carry, from first aid supplies to road flares to ballistic shields and spike strips and all the various other equipment. The Ford Crown Victoria was a canceled line some years ago from Ford. That vehicle was a favorite among police agencies, but it's no longer available. So this Ford Interceptor Utility is, again, in my opinion, the premier vehicle to replace that vehicle, also offering all-wheel drive. And my experience in Portland with the rain, especially when we have the leaf season, the very slippery roads that the all-wheel drive provides superior road handling and traction to keep our officers safer, and especially in wet handling conditions. And the added profile of the vehicle, as I've been testing it, we see better yielding of citizens as we are running in emergency response mode with lights and sirens to calls, which should reduce collisions and provide better safety for officers and citizens alike. Thank you.
Okay. Questions?
I have a question.
Please.
So I have a son who's 6'5", so I certainly understand about needing legroom and headroom and such. However, I want to thank Maxine Bernstein at the Oregonian, whose article yesterday said that Seattle found that the new interceptors average 8.4 miles per gallon during one test period, compared with 6.7 miles per gallon for the Crown Victorias. And there was an estimate that they get about 10 or 11 miles per gallon. That's awful in terms of our climate action challenges and plan. So I had not realized that our current police vehicles were getting that poor of a gas mileage. And I wonder, did you factor that into your considerations?
Yeah, I'd like to speak to that. A couple of things I think the taxpayers would like to know as well. We're buying them through a local dealer through the state price agreement. But on the fuel economy piece, there's actually two offerings that Ford has. One is a sedan, and the other one is the Ford Interceptor Utility. It's a unibody construction, so as far as fuel economy, they're almost the same. They're within like 1 mile per gallon difference. Ford took that into consideration when they built them. So the fuel economy won't be a lot different than their sedan that they offer.
But it's 10 miles per gallon.
Yeah, the question is, are there other choices that are more fuel efficient that we considered, and why did we reject those?
I would say that the vehicle that we're purchasing is designed for police use anywhere within the city fleet that we can. In fact, through our climate action plan and the directive to have 20% of our sedan fleet be all electric vehicles, we're doing everything we can to move forward with very clean, efficient vehicles. In the case of the patrol sedan, there's an awful lot of heavy and large equipment that needs to be hauled in the vehicle, and it demands this type of vehicle for the type of work that they're doing with it.
Can I ask a question? Is the mile per gallon figure you're using based on the assumption that the vehicle is being used for routine police work, which is stop and go, and you know, Or is that apples to apples comparison, as if you put a car on the highway? Because one thing I've learned on ride-alongs is I'm surprised they get a mile per gallon, given the stop, start, you know, the way cars are used. But we measure cars based on, you know, standards. So is this the actual mile per gallon of the car based on the actual standard, or is it the standard for these cars used by a police officer?
That's a very good question. The 1 mile is through Ford Motor Company's, their testing. In the real world, it can change based upon the stop-and-go nature of the use of the vehicle. But again, the engines are made very well, and they've maximized fuel economy, you know, as best that can be done at this current point in time with the technology.
Yeah, I think this is going to be an interesting ongoing challenge for us. We have some city vehicles that can easily be electric or be the most efficient vehicle around, whether it's a Leaf or a Prius, or for those kinds of trips of a building inspector's going out to a job site, that kind of vehicle might suffice. If a city worker in the Portland building is going out on a field operation, that kind of vehicle will suffice. Then we've got fire trucks, backhoes, and police cars, and those are sort of workhorses that gasoline engines are still the rule in police cars, and diesel engines are still the rule in trucks. But the question is, when the next technology comes along, like we're trying to do with electric, can we try to migrate as quickly as possible to something more efficient? I think you're hearing the council would like to do that. We wish it was now.
Well, I know Commissioner Salzman's got a Highlander, and I'm pretty sure that gets better than 10 miles per gallon.
Well, that's a good lead into my question. My Highlander is a hybrid, and I'm just wondering, does Ford make hybrid interceptor vehicles, which do get more fuel efficient, and they make more sense from the physics of it all?
Right now, today, we're buying where there is hybrid or electric options. I think the mayor said it very well, that in kind of a teasing way, you can't put, you know, 5 yards of hot asphalt in the back of a Prius, you know. So we're trying to kind of balance that out. But we do look at that, and if there is that option, then we're moving in that way with the hybrid option.
The hybrid is not available? Is not an option for the Interceptor?
No.
And did you look at the Highlander?
We're looking at vehicles that are made with a police package, and that means that the braking, its handling, because they're really rigorously tested through the Michigan State Police and L.A. County and Ford Motor Company to ensure that these vehicles will operate well in police use. So they're designed for police patrol.
Is there a way to partner? It sounds like it's a nationwide thing. Could you, as fleet manager, partner with your other fleet managers and say, our councils aren't going to approve us buying vehicles that are 10 miles per gallon, and get on it and get as a hybrid police vehicle?
In fact, I am tied with a national network, and there is advisory committees that are put together, and that, you're exactly right, that has come up. And wherever they can increase the fuel economy. In fact, there's even technologies that are put in that reduce idle time, and some different technologies that are out there today. But you have raised a valid point that anything that can be done, and we do have a network where we provide this information back to the manufacturer.
Well, this is a good discussion, and we'll take testimony if there is some. But the direction I'm hearing, and I want to support it, is that, first of all, we have in Mr. Hunt, somebody who's a national leader who's been recognized for his work in managing our fleet. So we know that you are involved in your national professional organization. So that's an opening. I'm also on the Transportation Committee of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. So perhaps between several of us who are involved at the national level, we can start talking to other cities about perhaps a bulk effort, if not a bulk purchase, at least bulk influence. On what's being produced to try to match the values of our city and our climate action plan in the vehicles we buy. There are other progressive cities like Seattle and San Francisco who also are C40 cities, so I'm sure they're trying to implement their climate action plans as well. So I think what I'd like to do, my recommendation, we'll hear from the public, but my recommendation would be proceed with this batch, because we've got to have vehicles to replace the ones that are wearing out. But I think there's a loud and clear direction here that we want to try to be moving in that direction of efficiency as fast as possible, and maybe even kicking the door open if we have the chance.
Mayor, would it be helpful, and Mr. Hunt, would it be helpful to have an addition to the resolution so that it's official council policy to add a under the now therefore the council directs after A, the procurement officer is authorized to enter into the contract and you're authorized to deliver checks, to add a C, the mayor and police manage and fleet manager are directed to advocate for the development of more fuel-efficient police vehicles?
I have no problem with that. I think it's essentially in our climate action plan already, but we can put it in here if you'd like.
So, second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Any discussion? So roll call on accepting that amendment.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye, thank you.
Fish?
Mayor, I really like the idea of the cities using their buying power to actually get the industry to respond, so I hope wish you luck with the Conference of Mayors. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay. Thank you both very much. Let's see if there's public testimony on this item. Anyone want to speak? Come on up.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice for the Record. One of the things during the discussion that I was thinking about is when we export automobiles to Europe, the EU will not accept them unless they get 42 miles per gallon. 42. We do about 25 here. I think the average is about 25. So I think the commissioner's questions are really good. The other thing that came into my mind was that the police vehicles in Europe are very small. They're kind of tiny. It's almost like the Pope goes around and rides in all of them. It's interesting to me that we have these gas guzzlers when we're all saying we have to do something about the climate. So the discussion you had is very good. I have a suggestion. Why not say that this council will not buy vehicles that get less than, and I'm not going to give you, I would think 20 miles per gallon. But you guys work on that. But that sends a really strong message that this council wants a minimum of whatever you decide. Mm-hmm. So when they do buy these police automobiles, and I know it's a restrictive industry, and that's problematic. However, you can get around that. Those are details. You can work those. But the council needs to send a strong message. I think Commissioner Fritz is on to something here, and we should say, look, if you can send automobiles, and you can check this fact, 42 miles a gallon to the EU, or they won't accept them, why in God's name are we so low? So that's our problem.
Good question.
Thank you.
Morning.
Okay. Well, I want to bring up a couple
things. Put your name
things
back in the record.
Okay. My name is Robert West. I'm with phonethepolice911.com. I want to bring up a couple issues. One is I go by North Precinct every day, and there's always a bunch of police cars inside the parking lot after shift change. And I find it funny that there's always cars in there and the city needs more cars. The other thing that I wanted to bring up is that the city, instead of buying for everything, we should look at what we need for what areas we have. Downtown doesn't need extremely fast police cars. You're not going to send a police car 120 miles an hour down a downtown street. A Prius or a fuel economic car would be better for the downtown area. Also, my understanding with the police is that they tend to send officers that are needed from other areas. Like, for instance, if something happened on 162nd and Stark, they would send officers from North Precinct because that's the closest area. They wouldn't send them from downtown. And so with that, I think the downtown area should definitely have fuel-efficient cars, Priuses or something like that. That would send the community the message that, yeah, we want policing, but we also want fuel economy and we want to be good for the environment. And that's what I wanted to bring up.
Thank you very much. Morning.
Yes.
Go ahead, Lightning. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. I'm absolutely at agreement to be looking at the electric cars, but also have to have a more realistic approach to it. Is that, now my understanding, if you do go electric in the future possibly, that you also get certain tax credits, possibly up to $7,500 per vehicle purchase. And that makes a big difference on the overall price. As you know, on this order here, we're at about $33,000 per vehicle. Now, the only issue I do have on people saying going to smaller cars and let's worry about 10 to 20 more miles per gallon. And again, we're still using fossil fuels currently. So, but where I have an issue on that is to really look at it, and I think the gentleman said, it's the overall safety factor. If they're in a high-speed pursuit, a larger vehicle with more weight, I mean, come on, let's face it, it's going to be much more beneficial to be in a vehicle like that than some small Prius. So when you're looking at it from a safety factor and the people in the vehicle at high speeds, you don't want to be in a small vehicle, plain and simple. You want to be in a vehicle that it's built solid, sound, and it's going to protect you if you're in an accident. That's the main thing. So going to these small vehicles out on the street is great, but it's a risk you're going to take out on the highways at a high speed. And my opinion is safety must be number one. Mileage per gallon is down the list. So that's my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you. Morning.
Good morning. Again, for the record, my name is Charles Johnson. And it's interesting that on this item, we're talking about $2 million worth of cars. And last week, when we were paying attention to the TriMet budget, we actually itemized the VIN of a 1987 van. So there's a little bit of, as Commissioner Fritsch pointed out, some disconnect on our values. But definitely, some of these Crown Vics are looking a little bit ragged. And I don't have a huge problem with you approving this $2 million purchase, but I think we should really look at leadership and what's happening, especially in the urban core. I'm not an expert. I can't talk about policing and response time in East Precinct and the distances that are needed to cover in the time. But one thing that is a problem here is when I'm downtown, the only police I see are in their cars. And actually, we've been talking about improving community policing. I would rather see police in Priuses, but I would most prefer to see real, actual police officers walking the streets and engaging with real citizens, not driving around in cars. So I hope that while you work this $2 million worth of Ford purchases through the budget, we can also look at giving people the policing that is really, you know, common, actually was common in America for generations. And I understand we have a kind of nice situation where we have less police per capita than some other cities our size and bigger. And I hope that our Portland citizens can keep our act together and maintain that. But it's a valid point that we should look at the whole fleet of police cruisers. And is there a role for cars that are more like European police vehicles, especially in the urban core? And hopefully some shenanigans through Uber and connections with Lightning's favorite person, Mr. Elon Musk, we can get some ZEV police patrol vehicles that make sense inside the central city area. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else? Then we should take a vote, please, on the amended ordinance.
We need Commissioner Fish back.
Oh,
in the room.
We do. It is an emergency. So let's set that over for a minute, unless he's handy. Rachel? Let's see. There he is. Sorry, not yet, but be ready. Okay, let's take a roll call now, please.
Saltzman?
Well, I appreciate the discussion, and I hope we can strive to find more fuel-efficient vehicles, but ones that do meet the needs of our police officers and our police bureau. Aye.
Fritz?
I agree, thank you. Aye.
Fish?
My daughter from Andorra is trying to wish her father a happy birthday.
Oh.
We're having a little technology glitch.
You're excused whenever that call comes in.
Hales.
Well, I appreciate the discussion and the direction. I will take that to the table at the U.S. Conference of Mayors because I think there may be a bulk influence and bulk purchasing opportunity there among cities. And we also want to second Mr. Johnson's comment. Under my direction, the Police Bureau will be using three classes of vehicles that comply with our direction more, and that is we'll be using shoes, bicycles, and horses in greater number rather than vehicles wherever that's possible. And we have successfully used walking patrols in the last couple of years in areas like Hawthorne, where it was hugely appreciated by the neighborhood, and they were on their feet. So I agree with that direction. We're in the Police Bureau, we're looking for every opportunity we have to expand that type of policing, and that's, of course, not only better for the community, but doesn't use any fossil fuel. At least for that part of the trip. So thank you for the direction. We look forward to maybe having the next fleet purchase be a little different. Aye.